Welcome to Peeling the Onion podcast with Cheryl Passwater and Nancy Campbell, where we have real conversations about what it takes to dive deep into the unique journey of healing.
Health is not a win-lose game. Join us and our amazing guests to explore the layers of physical, mental, and spiritual health. So grab a drink, go for a walk, get cozy, and let's peel the onion. Today on Peeling the Onion podcast, we have Jody Franklin. Listeners, this is a great episode. If you've been dealing with vitiligo, autoimmune diseases, other sort of skin disorders, we are going to get into that today with Jody, along with toxins, you know, this overburdened body that we all are sort of dealing with and seeing on a regular basis. So we're excited to have Jody Franklin. Jody is a seasoned AFMC certified functional medicine practitioner and certified health coach, boasts an impressive 35-year career dedicated to revolutionizing health and well-being of individuals worldwide. With a passion for holistic approaches and a commitment to addressing root causes of health issues, Jody has become a prominent figure in the field. Jody has witnessed the transformative power of treating the whole person rather than isolated symptoms. In her multimodality practice, her team helps clients with autoimmune skin disorders like vitiligo, urticaria, and psoriasis, as well as metabolic diseases such as type 2 diabetes, gastrointestinal issues, chronic pain, anti-aging, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and anxiety. Jody is also the founder of the professional groups of functional medicine for physicians, MPs, PAs, nurses, and health coaches educational network, and her group program, Vanishing Vitiligo and Saving Face. She is also a teaching consultant at the School for Applied Functional Medicine, where she consults with fellow practitioners on patient-client cases. Jody's commitment to extends beyond her clinical practice. She's a well-sought-after speaker at conferences, sharing her insights on functional medicine and advocating for a more integrative approach to healthcare. With a compassionate and empathetic approach, Jody Franklin continues to impact the lives positively. Her dedication to functional medicine exemplifies a profound commitment to empowering individuals on their journey to optimal health. Welcome to Peeling the Onion podcast. We are super excited to have everybody back today because we are talking about vitiligo. If you don't know what it is, we are going to get into the nitty-gritty with somebody who truly probably knows more about vitiligo than anybody I've ever met. In fact, my knowledge of vitiligo is pretty small. I know nuggets. So I'm really excited to have Jody Franklin on today. Welcome, Jody.
Thank you so much for having me, Cheryl, Nancy. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we're so happy to have you. We were talking about this before we jumped on, Jody, but I also don't know a lot about the case of vitiligo. I mean, I know, you know, we have an autoimmune condition on our hands. If you have it, I know how it affects and shows up on the skin. I think many people probably recognize that Winnie Harlow is a famous model. People have just recognized her with her bravery and where, you know, showing her vitiligo and also just being very public. Michael Jackson, unfortunately, I think, you know, he had it and struggled and then went through the process of bleaching his skin. But that being said, it's such a tricky disease. And, you know, I know you support a lot of clients through this, their process of mitigating their symptoms. And so I'm so excited to hear you kind of break it down for us today, because I think there's a lot for us to understand. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. You know, and it's so devastating for so many people who have it, especially if you have darker skin, but it affects every color skin. Yeah. And, you know, the appearance can be devastating, but beyond that, that what's going on behind the scenes with your health, it's like kind of a canary in a coal mine that there's other things going on. And as your podcast name suggests, you have to peel the onion to figure it out, just like with everything.
That's right. Yeah. So will you start us off, I think, at the very top? Let's just talk about what vitiligo is. Can you give us a kind of a clearer case sample of kind of how it shows up, what symptoms are like, and why it shows up?
Sure. So it is an actual autoimmune disease, and it's caused by a lack of pigment in the skin. And, you know, people are getting it earlier and earlier now. It used to be, it was unheard of to have a 2-year-old with vitiligo, but it's happening now. And there's a lot of different things that cause vitiligo, but you may have, you know, sometimes you walk around and you see people with this disease. I'm very in tune to it, so I see it a lot.
Right.
But it's becoming more and more prevalent. It's thought to affect about 1% of the world population and maybe 3% of the Indian population. So they're getting a lot more prevalence of it in India. And that's probably because of some of the things going on in India in terms of pollution. You know, air pollution is definitely an issue, and some of the gut bugs and things like that that can cause it. But right. But it is a dysregulation of the immune system. So when we're trying to figure out what is causing vitiligo, we have to dig deep and figure out all the different root drivers of why this person is experiencing this disease. And there is a genetic component for sure. You can have the genes, the predisposition to have vitiligo, but whether or not those genes get turned on depends so much on lifestyle factors. And it is very much a disease of toxicity. So that's one of the things that we focus on so much in our program. And we have a program that I do with a woman who, and a couple of women that actually have vitiligo themselves, but you'd never know it because they're in full remission now. Their skin is completely repigmented. I actually had an autoimmune skin disease myself that for which I'm in full remission as well. It wasn't vitiligo, but it kind of got me into working with a lot of skin cases. And, you know, I have no problem with the look of vitiligo. You know, Winnie Harlow is certainly beautiful, and there's a lot of people that look absolutely beautiful no matter what they, you know, no matter what their skin looks like. But more importantly, what's going on underneath the hood is what's important, and it is an autoimmune disease. And unfortunately, once you get one autoimmune disease, you're many times more likely to get another one. Right. And so, you know, vitiligo is a nuisance. It's not life-threatening, but there are other ones that are. So sometimes people will come to us with 3 or 4 or 5 different autoimmune diseases, and we need to, you know, really dig deep and figure out what's driving the immune system to take this victim. The victim's the skin, but there can be other victims as well. And thyroid is very common. Hashimoto's thyroiditis, we find in about 20% of our clients with vitiligo, actually we uncover or find out that they have already uncovered Hashimoto's. So they're common, and it's a terrible catch 22 because you have, as you probably have discussed in previous podcasts, if you have a sluggish thyroid, you're going to have sluggish healing. So it's a horrible cycle where you're not, you know, you have the skin issue and it's not healing because your thyroid's also dysregulated. So, but I hope that makes sense. There's just, it's just basically melanin and the melanocytes are turning white basically. And it starts out, some people notice it on different parts of their body where their skin starts to just turn white. And sometimes it's just one little spot, but it's getting bigger and bigger. And all of a sudden you have it in a few other spots. And sometimes it can stabilize and then you might go through a stressful event and it gets worse. Or you might be exposed to some more toxins and it gets worse, or have a vaccination. Unfortunately, they carry some adjuvants in those vaccines and people get worse. So we're seeing an explosion of it with COVID now too. But that's pretty much what vitiligo is. Roundabout answer.
So can we get into just a little bit more of maybe just because vitiligo is so rooted in the autoimmune component, can we maybe just pick apart a little bit some of the autoimmune components? Like, how are we ending up with autoimmune diseases, right? We're seeing them left and right around the globe. And that used to not be the case. In fact, I believe third world countries have the least amount of cases of autoimmune diseases. So why are we seeing this overburden that we're seeing such a skyrocket?
Yeah, we are. And it's really frightening. I mean, we're seeing kids born with autoimmune diseases. We never saw anything like that before. It was usually something that happened later in life. But toxicity is just such a huge overarching theme where we have thousands of chemicals introduced into our environment every year. And unfortunately, especially if you're based in the US, none of these, most of them are not taken off the market unless they're really proven by many sources to be dangerous. So there are over 1,500 toxic chemicals that we use here, or maybe 1,400 that we use here in the U.S. that are banned in Europe and other countries. And here in the U.S., there's only about 13 or 14 that are actually banned for commercial and cosmetic use. And a lot of people don't realize that these products, once you put them on your skin, let's say you're using shampoo or soap or lotions or beauty products, you put these on your skin and it just takes seconds before it gets into your bloodstream. And you don't have the benefit of your liver to filter out these toxins right away like you do when you eat something that might have some pesticides. Your liver, we call it first pass hepatic clearance. Your liver can filter out some of these toxins, but when you put it on your skin, it just goes right into your bloodstream and doesn't get to your liver till it's gone through everywhere. And so, we're a real stickler in our Vanishing Vitiligo program that one of the first things we have people do is go around their house and clean up and get rid of the toxins. And the household air can be a terrible source of toxins. In fact, it's worse than the pollution outside. And people don't realize that the fabric, the flame retardants and the fabric covers, the things that the stain retardants and
right. all
these things in their homes, the carpets yeah. that have stain protectors, the air that circulates in your home has all these particles in it. You're breathing it. You're lying on it. You're sleeping on the mattress that's, you know, unless you have an organic mattress, you're sleeping on these things. Your laundry detergent that you're using, the dryer sheets, that is a big pet peeve of mine. So many people use these things and they have phthalates and all kinds of chemicals in them that you're breathing in and you're putting on your skin and you're laying against it. And when you sweat, you're getting it in. And these things are wreaking havoc with your immune system. So mm-hmm. I say start with your household. Look at your ingredients. And unfortunately, if you walk into your natural food store, you're still getting crap products, unfortunately. If it's on a shelf in your store, they have to put some kind of preservative in it to have long shelf life. Yep. And so I recommend, there's a brand that I recommend that we can put in the show notes. It's actually on my website, jodyfranklin.com/store. And mm-hmm. it's right on there. If anybody's interested in purchasing toxin-free products, we have that. But I really recommend that you get educated. EWG is a great resource. They are, unfortunately, you know, subject to some commercial influence where you can become an EWG certified company. So they lowered their standards on some of the toxins, but it's a good place to start and see what your products have in them. And I remember I was just talking to a client yesterday who said, oh, no, I use these products. They're fantastic. I just bought a whole bunch of, you know, I don't want to slam a brand, but she just bought a whole bunch of Arbonne beauty products. And I looked it up and it has fragrance in it. If anything in your product line has fragrance in it, throw it away. Anything fragrance or perfume, it's a trade secret for hiding thousands or hundreds of chemicals that can be very harmful. So mm-hmm. That's just a trade secret. We call it the F word, fragrance. but if your product says fragrance, and even if it says natural fragrance, they're hiding something. So, yeah. And I don't care if the manufacturer tells you, no, we're not. They, you know, unless you have a full list of ingredients, you need to know what's in there. They're hiding something. So I used to use these products too, and I thought I was doing good by my skin. And I had no idea. This was part of my autoimmune dynamic was toxicity. So, mm-hmm. you know, start looking at the laundry detergent, mm-hmm. the personal care products you're using, the deodorant you're using, all these things are super important. And I will tell you, we've seen chemically induced vitiligo. One of my clients was a boy who went on a Boy Scout trip, and the leader of the Boy Scouts handed everybody a mosquito necklace. I'd never heard of this before, but it's basically you put it around your neck and it keeps the mosquitoes away. Mm-hmm. And he woke up the next day with a giant ring of vitiligo around his neck, exactly where the mosquito wow. necklace was.
Yeah.
And we've seen this there was a glove manufacturer where these people were wearing these rubber gloves. It may not have been a glove manufacturer, but the workers in the factory had to wear these rubber gloves, and every single one of them got vitiligo on their hands. Mm-hmm. So we see this happening, and then it spread to other parts. So we see this happening with chemical products. And the other thing is heavy metals, things like arsenic, which you know, if you have a deck outside your home and it's got pressure treated wood and you're in the rain and you're walking on your deck and it's passing readily through your skin, that arsenic, it's in your rice. If you're not eating safe rice, these are things that we go through in the program. What brands are safe? How do you eat things that don't have chemicals? If you're eating non-organic food, especially grains, you are getting slammed with chemicals, glyphosate, especially here in the US, the wheat and the grains, so the oats are hybridized. And in order to dry these grains for next harvest, they just spray glyphosate on it. And this is a hormone disruptor, and it actually is pretty insidious because it blocks your ability to detoxify from other chemicals as well. So eating organic food's really important to prevent diseases like vitiligo. And we actually test our clients in our program, and you would not believe the levels of chemicals that come up. These phthalates come up in their blood. These PFAS, these forever chemicals come up in their blood. We could talk about that too. BPA, glyphosate. And these all are just, it's just like crazy high levels. We're testing little kids and they have crazy high levels of these chemicals in their blood. Long-term, this could lead to cancer and other problems. So we have to clear up and look at not use our nonstick pans anymore. Those have PFAS and clear, you know, filter your water, filter your air. And on my website, there's great resources for filtering and the brands that I like and trust in my store on my website, jodyfranklin.com/store. Yeah. So you all can check these out. These are things that we go through at length in the program. Mm-hmm. So we start with toxicity and then we move on to other things. But heavy metals, especially mercury, can be a driver for vitiligo. I know that was a driver for me for my autoimmune disease. Unbeknownst to me, I had mercury levels off the charts. Mm. And I was able to identify that and take care of it. And now my mercury levels are down. It's not testing any mercury now anymore in my, when I test for it. So that's another thing. Aluminum, well, there's so many metals that can be problematic with this disease as well.
Yeah. I want to jump in here real quick because I'm listening. I mean, what a barrage of possibilities for all of us to be overloaded. It comes from all different angles. It's furniture, it's household products, it's makeup, it's shampoo, it's laundry detergent. I mean, it comes from all directions, like all over our food. And it takes a lot of energy, time, and resources to be so vigorous and to be really, you know, to purge and to be really particular. I mean, and I've done it. It's hard. And I've tried to coach clients on it and it's hard. I think one of the things that I think it's really important to sometimes, at least this is the way my brain works, Jody, is that I think about, like, let's take a step back and understand, and I'm going to just take a stab at it. So correct me where I'm wrong, or just please elaborate where I should have elaborated. But when I hear you talk about how, you know, all of these toxins are overloading our body, and then the autoimmune condition pops up, and the importance of the liver's function in helping us mitigate all of these things and prevent the autoimmune condition from starting. What I'm gathering is that, you know, maybe our liver is already stressed out, right? Or it's already, let's say, junked up is not probably not a good term, the right term, but it's stressed or jammed. So our detoxification pathways are jammed. We've certainly talked about those pathways many times on this podcast. And then, we dump in, you know, we're adding Tide, you know, what, like laundry detergents and then a brand new like wall to wall carpet apartment. And we're adding, you know, a brand new face care regimen. You know, our doctor has said, please eat more of a plant-based diet. Now we're inhaling all of these new beans and grains that have been sprayed with glyphosate. And I'm just making up examples. But the idea is that, like, at that point, add some stress and we're not able, our liver is already, our detoxification pathways are too overloaded or not working properly. So therefore add on these chemicals. And now the body's response to these foreign invaders is attacking itself, which is the autoimmune piece. Is that like a fair, like a layman's approach to like what's happening when we get bombarded?
Well, definitely that's a piece of it. And unfortunately, okay. It's multifactorial. So okay. It's not just the toxicity piece. I know that's what I talked about mostly. And before I forget, I want to mention any smoke in your house, like candles are very, very toxic. Get rid of them. There's hardly any that are safe. There's some on my website, but I would just get rid of the plugins, the candles, any scents. And also mold. That's another issue is mycotoxins can precipitate this. But to your point, Nancy, the liver needs to be able to work efficiently. And oftentimes we have even kids that have congestion in their bile system, in their liver and gallbladder, where they can't detoxify well. It's kind of a fatty liver scenario. And we see this in their lab work when we run the initial labs. So for a lot of these people, we have to do some degunking of their liver so that they can detoxify better. Some people have genetic impairments in detoxification. That's the case with me. I've had a lot of genetic impairments. I think Cheryl is raising her hand. Yes. So these are things that just because you have it doesn't mean you can't detoxify. It's just this foods that you need to eat to be able to do it. There's maybe some targeted supplements that we might recommend so that you're able to detoxify. But the other piece of it is also the gut health. Mm-hmm. And to your point, Nancy, that, you know, there's your body can confuse things through molecular mimicry and start attacking your cells, including your skin cells. And what's going on in your microbiome makes a huge difference in so many, you know, 2/3 of your immune system, you know, resides in your gut, which makes sense because that's where things come in. You know, most of the foreign stuff comes in through your gut.
That's right.
But, you know, when you're eating a Cool Ranch Dorito, you can just imagine your sentinel cells in your gut, your immune cells just saying, what the heck is this? And trying to discern, you know, I think there's a little corn in there or something, trying to figure out what it is. And the more you're exposing and assaulting your immune system with these ultra processed foods, the more you're going to be susceptible to having an autoimmune response. And so that's another thing that we work on in the program is explaining to people what they can eat, what they can't eat. We actually test the microbiome. We do a DNA assay stool test to figure out what's going on in a person's microbiome so we can address it. Is there a lack of good bacteria, the commensal bacteria? That's you know, if you did a bunch of antibiotics or even a one round can wipe it out. Maybe some opportunistic bacteria are growing. We call those the bullies on the playground, the bad bacteria that you don't want overgrowths, or maybe it's an endemic species like Candida, but it's gone overboard and it's setting up condominiums in your gut. So you don't want to have that happening either. You want to have a balanced microbiome. And so maybe you don't have enough prebiotic fiber in your diet. It just depends. So we like to test and not guess. And we take a look at the data, and you're meeting with a functional practitioner in our program. So we can customize a program for you. And then in the group sessions, we talk about things like toxicity and all the things that everybody should be doing. And then we customize based on the lab work we do, all kinds of really detailed lab work to figure out what toxins are involved, what's going on in the microbiome, what food sensitivities there may be. It's complex and it's not a quick fix. So, but I can say with confidence that we have more success repigmenting skin than anyone on the planet. I know this for a fact. We have a lot of success stories in our Vanishing Vitiligo program, and you can check it out if you go to our website, vanishingvitiligo.com. We have a video. We have video testimonials in there. You can see the before and after pictures. And it's sort of like almost like a rocket launch where you have to turn all the keys in order for the skin to heal. But once it does, not only does the skin heal, but we've had people lose their seasonal allergies went away. Their other autoimmune conditions go away. Their energy goes through the roof. They're sleeping better. They're feeling just more positive. Their anxiety and depression go away. Because once you address what's the imbalances in the immune system and the imbalances in the system, you just, you know, people feel great. And so can we guarantee everybody gets 100% repigmented? No. Sometimes the melanocytes are dead. You ever have a scab that you know, you have a white spot because it never really filled in because the melanocytes are kind of dead. That can happen, but sure. We've had 100% repigmenting with many of our clients. So that's exciting too. If we can stop the depigmentation and start repigmenting their skin, people are usually very happy when they start to see that. And it can take a while. So the program is actually a year long.
Okay.
And people can renew with a membership after for a very low price to just stay in because they appreciate the camaraderie, getting in with friends and meeting people and you know, you're not alone. And I know you're going to be interviewing James Maskell, I heard, coming up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm letting a cat out of the bag, but he's all about the community cure. That's his book. Mm-hmm. He talks all about how people heal better when they're in groups. And that's why we started this program, not only because I had so many people coming to me with vitiligo that I couldn't handle the load, but also people heal better in groups. And so they feel better and they love the camaraderie and they boost each other up and give each other high fives and it makes a difference. So we have a lot of parents in the group too with children with vitiligo. So we also have that in the group and we've seen kids actually heal sometimes faster. We have somebody in the group now who only signed up 3 months ago and is already almost completely repigmented. He's a little boy, but it's exciting to see that when that happens that quickly. It doesn't always happen that quickly, but when we turn all those keys, it can.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, I want to add in, I think, to this conversation that it's not just vitiligo. Like a lot of skin conditions, whether that's eczema or psoriasis or things, they stem from the same issues that Jody is talking about. You know, it's like anything happening in the gut, in the body, it's coming out through the skin. And the skin is the biggest organ, like you were talking about. We absorb everything. But also, you know, just to throw, and I think this is really like a mindfulness, you know, for those of us too who are thinking about starting families, you know, we're having kids, that how important it is for us to be, you know, being mindful of detoxing leading up to pregnancies when possible, so we can give our kids a better entry into the world. And that, you know, I think there's a lot of philosophy out there sometimes, I'll hear this from, you know, people where it's like, well, you know, it's like, yes, you can't hide from all the toxins in the world, right? But they're like, but it's just, you know, they don't realize how much they're being bombarded with. Yeah, they think it's just like a little bit. And it's like, no, we all have to be very vigilant in detoxifying and supporting our bodies. And we're up just against so, you know, so much. And then, you know, then there are the people like us who, Jody and I, who have detox issues to begin with. And, you know, it's like, if I'm not very diligent about binders and sauna and moving my body and staying super hydrated and supporting the liver and healing my gut. And, you know, I'm in that mycotoxin mold Lyme party as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it becomes this, you know, ongoing kind of cyclical, you know, issue just to keep myself patched together. It's a lot of work, not to mention, you know, full healing, you know, it really, and, you know, and I feel for kids, I feel for the parents of kids. And, you know, I was having, and I was actually inspired, one of my thing, you know, to invite you on the show because one of my really, really close friends, has vitiligo and, you know, she's my age and she was diagnosed with Hashimoto's at a young age and has had a lot of toxin exposure and going kind of even through her history, like her mom had a lot of toxin exposure and, you know, trying to kind of get her to realize like over time that like, hey, this is toxin exposure and your gut is trashed and, you know, there's all these things going on and like the vitiligo is because of all these other things that have happened and that toxin burden, but from a very early age, you know, and so.
People don't realize, and I liked your point earlier that before you consider, if any of you are considering having children, you need to do a targeted detoxification before you even conceive, both parents, not just the mom. We are seeing epidemic levels of autism, ADHD, all kinds of problems with children, you know, diseases. I'm seeing, you know, Hashimoto's in teenage boys. I mean, we never saw diseases like this before. We had a kid with eczema in our practice who he can't even go to school because his skin is so inflamed. He can't wear clothes. I mean, it's just, he throws his clothes off. I mean, and now he, actually after working with him for about 5 months, he's able to go outside in the rain for the first time. He can't even get water on his skin without pain. Aww. And his skin is smooth and clear. So things like psoriasis and eczema and even acne, everything, all these skin diseases we work with regularly. And what's exciting about working with the skin is you can see it good or for bad. And, and so you may have a disease of your liver. You can't see it. You may have a disease of your thyroid. You can't see it. You may feel like crap, but you can't see it. So I love working with skin because you can actually see the difference instead of feeling it or looking for it in the lab work. Usually people come to us with multiple health issues. It's not just one. And they come to us because of one issue, but we wind up reversing all the different issues. And it's unbelievable to me what can be reversed. We're working now with Alzheimer's, advanced stage Alzheimer's, and we are reversing it in my practice. Wow. We have one of my clients is getting his memory back. He can remember the days of the week, the months of the year. He can go and have a conversation with people now and not keep asking the same questions. It's possible. We've reversed psoriatic arthritis. This is a disease that I know some celebrities have, and they think that this is just a life sentence. Parkinson's disease. I have a client now who's able to go to the store by himself now and take a shower without having to have somebody there helping him. I mean, we're reversing these diseases, and the earlier we catch it, the better. But we really need to pay attention to the toxic load. And, if you have a gas stove in your house, make sure you have good ventilation. It's not just recycling into the house. That is a huge source of toxicity. Even particle board. If you're buying your furniture at IKEA, unfortunately, I didn't know that when I bought the shelves here, but this is outgassing. If you have any dry cleaning that has used PERC, I think it's been outlawed now, but there's outgassing from that just is can cause brain cognitive issues and cancers and everything like that. So we really have to pay attention to the toxicity piece. We have to pay attention to the gut. We have to pay attention to what we're eating, making sure it's real food and it's organic food. And I know it costs more money, but you need to buy with your pocketbook and vote with your pocketbook and pay more for these items, because you're going to pay now or you're going to pay later. You're going to wind up with a chronic disease, unfortunately. And all these diseases are diseases. So many of them are diseases of toxicity. We look at the cancer rates going up and up and up, and so many others that we need to pay attention to. So eating real food is a priority. Taking care of what's going on in your gut and getting rid of toxins and also controlling your stress. So all these things are super important, and it's things that we talk about in the program. But I work with a lot of anxiety and OCD and tics and things like that, that we're able to reverse once we get rid of all the, take out the bad stuff, put in the good stuff and get out of the way and let your body heal. It's exciting what we see when we do that.
Yeah, what I'm hearing actually, and I think it's just a wonderful reiteration of that concept of like if we can get out of the way and give our body the tools it needs to actually do its job, it'll take over. Our goal is to survive as a species. We forget that we're just an animal on this planet, like any other animal, who just wants to survive and reproduce and create the best version possible. And so going back to the idea of like detoxing to have a healthier baby, to go ahead and give our body a chance to do its job and to do better. It's kind of amazing. It's amazing to see people even like at an elder age. We think kids are so resilient and can just refurbish and renew, but it's not true. We can do it at almost any age. If you want to get political, right? I mean, we could talk a lot about how, our medical system is saddled with chronic disease. And at the same time, we have a government that's going to subsidize chemical spraying and big pharma, all at the same time. So we're dealing with agricultural issues, drug issues, and lifestyle diseases that are really, really challenging. And I think, and I really appreciate voting with, trying to vote with our pocketbook and to voice all of these concerns, because good Lord, it's not going to happen in Washington by, you know, without us doing our part. You know, what I hear you talk about, and this brings me back to, you know, I'm now mostly focused on feeding people as a chef and helping them eat that whole food diet personally. But I used to see clients clinically, and a lot of it was around, you know, approaching people where they're at. And, you know, I think your program looks so robust, and obviously it's extremely effective and powerful. I can only imagine though, I'm a mom of a 7-year-old. I can imagine just like being overwhelmed, just try to detoxify my house and my pantry and everything else if I were in that position. How do you prepare people as they venture into your world and your realm, Jody, to kind of, what do you say to them to sort of like, is this a one day at a time, a one step at a time? Are you just like gut it all? This is a giant refresh. How do you support people through all of this?
Just light it, burn it all.
Everybody's a little different in how much they can handle in terms of changes all at once. Mm-hmm. And that's why the support of the group's great. So we try to get them to do as much as they can as possible. You know, the people that do all the things are like, you know, I've had people that go through the entire program and listen to each of our modules 3 times, and they're raring to go, and they're, you know, they get great results because they're just implementing everything at once. They're like a sponge. And so we've seen that happen. And then we have other people that are like, you know what, I need to take this one step at a time. I'm really busy, stressed out. And they do the modules, they'll do one a week, and they just start implementing the changes. So we go through and we emphasize, we reiterate, there's so much to know. I mean, I'm only giving you the tip of the iceberg, what there is to know in order to reverse this disease. And the testing is the key. The testing is figuring out, does this person have mold toxicity? Does this person have metal toxicity? Does this person have environmental toxins? What chelates mercury best? What chelates this, whatever their, you know, the BPA, how can we reduce that? What's going on in their household? Why is their BPA so high when they don't, you know, they don't use plastic bottles? What's going on with that? Why is this person experiencing this? So we have to, you know, with each person, we have to do individual sessions. So we do a half a dozen individual sessions a year, plus the initial consult with every single client that goes through the program, because it is very individualized. And then, you know, we have to go through all that. But we also have to meet people where they're at. And some people get very overwhelmed, and we have to, you know, help them through it. And that's why we have visits with our health coach, who happens to be a master's in nutrition too. And she will help them go through one-on-one some of the lifestyle challenges that they're facing. So, and everybody gets there at their own pace. So but it's exciting to see. I have a woman in there now who has been in our program about 15 months now, and she's just starting to massively repigment. Awesome. I mean, it took a while for everything to click, and the other thing that she said is she hasn't felt this much peace in her whole life, because some of the things that were going on with her neurotransmitters were kind of messed up. And that's something that we had to work on with her. So the stress,
but that's piece, all gut health and right. Stress. That's all gut health. That's beautiful. Yeah. Sorry,
and toxicity and neurotransmitters are affected by toxicity too.
Sure.
But I did want to touch on the fact that a lot of people are looking at the pharmaceutical remedies for vitiligo. And I don't want to diss big pharma, because they definitely have, you know, they can be life-saving, some medications. Mm-hmm. But to your point earlier, Nancy, I mean, there are people that are going on polypharmacy for chronic diseases. And unfortunately, it doesn't really shine when it comes to chronic disease. It can manage the symptoms, but it's not getting to the root causes. And what happens is you're more likely to get more autoimmune diseases, especially if you're using immunosuppressants that suppress your immune system, or even things like the new JAK inhibitors that can treat vitiligo, and these have black box warnings on them for serious heart-related events, cancer, blood clots, all kinds of problems these can present. And honestly, some of the clients that we've worked with haven't seen any improvement with that. I know there are some that do see improvement with JAK inhibitors, but we're seeing some of these drugs that they're trying to target specific things with vitiligo, but there's no free ride with these drugs. There's side effects and there's things that can ensue from downstream effects from these drugs. And I know I was on an immunosuppressant for my autoimmune disease, and you know, there's so much cancer in my family. I put myself at a much higher risk of getting cancer. And so when you suppress your immune system, especially now with COVID and everything, you're more likely to get COVID. You're more likely to get colds. You're more likely to get everything. So I will say now that since I've addressed my own personal health issues, I hardly ever get sick. You know, I've had COVID, yes. And I think I've had two colds in the past 6 years, which has been amazing. I used to get sick several times every winter. So you, when your immune system's balanced and the symptoms, you know, are almost nothing when I get it, just to be, I'd be like miserable and I have to stay in bed. You feel good. And the side effects too, is you feel younger and healthier. And I feel better now when, as I'm approaching, I'm going to be 60 this year, than I did in my 20s. And that's an amazing thing. I think more clearly, I have more energy, just everything's better. My autoimmune disease is gone. No symptoms anymore. So amazing. It's amazing what can be possible, even with the crappy genes that Cheryl talked about. But yeah, I mean, it feels good to be healthy. And in fact, we work with a lot of people and we notice that they look younger as they're working with us because we're addressing all the things that are going wrong in their system, all the oxidative damage. And so people have asked me how is it that you look, you know, probably maybe a decade younger or, at least 5 years younger than you are. And so I started a new program that I'm going to be launching soon called Saving Face. It's savingface.me if any of you want to get on the wait list for that. But awesome. It's a much shorter program. it's only, I think it's nine or 10 weeks, but we go through all the things you can do from within to get rid of the wrinkles and sagging skin and all the things like that. I've never had any cosmetic procedures. Those have all kinds of problems as well when you use those long-term, unfortunately. So
I love it. It's like heal from the inside out, guys. Mm-hmm. Just heal from the inside out. Okay, so I propose we do something new on Peeling the Onion podcast today. Okay. Inspired by this conversation. If you are listening to this, I challenge everybody listening to, when you get home today, go into your home and pick one thing that you're going to ditch. Is it your Teflon pans? Is it your plastic dishware? Is it you're going to order that shower filter? Is it whatever it's going to be? I teach a detox your home class and I did a challenge. And at the end of my workshop, I had like 25 people in it on Zoom. I was like, if you have nonstick dishware in your home, go and throw it away right now. And you could hear all these pans clanking, and people like showing their pans and like chucking them. Some guy in Brooklyn like threw it out the window. You know, this challenge. If you're a Peeling the Onion listener, when you get home today, pick one thing that you're going to send out into the world. And you can tag us on Instagram, tag us at Peeling the Onion Podcast, tag Jody Franklin, you know, like let's start like a, what is it? Those waves that people do, but it's like, you know, right? Yes, I can't even think that
it's called the wave. I think
it's the wave. No, it's a dance mob. It's like a dance mob, but this is like a toxin mob. Thank you. I couldn't get the word out. It builds. Okay. So Jody, tell people how they can find you. Thank you so much for being with us. Share with our listeners. How can we find you? How can they check out your work?
Sure. I just want to mention one pet peeve when it comes to toxicity that I just, it drives me batty. But people, I used to use this too. I used to use the regular detergent and the dryer sheets and all that. And now that I've stopped using them, when somebody's near me that uses them, I'm just like, oh my God.
I know.
The smell, the phthalates, you're just ruining your hormones. I mean, you're getting endocrine disruptors. You're giving yourself cancers of, you know, or potentially cancer, hormone mediated cancers and things like that. So if you can't think of anything to do, throw away the dryer sheets and get yourself some good laundry detergent that, so you don't need the dryer sheets from it because it takes months for that smell to go away. And I hate walking around my neighborhood and I smell the laundry detergent. Laundry detergent should not smell. There should be no smell. Unless it's essential oils or something. Anyway, getting back to how to find me. So it's jodifranklin.com, J-O-D-I, franklin.com. And you can link to vanishingvitiligo.com from there, or you can just go to vanishingvitiligo.com. If you're interested in the anti-aging program, it's savingface.me. That's also on my website. If you want resources for detoxifying your home and what cookware I recommend, it's in my store on my website. So it's jodifranklin.com/store. I have more information on vitiligo on my website. It's jodifranklin.com/blog. I have a blog post on vitiligo, more things that we talk about in terms of the etiology of the disease and what we do for it. But anyway, just know that there's hope. I want you all to understand that getting vitiligo is not an indictment, and it doesn't mean that you have to continue to have it. You can repigment your skin no matter what. You know, so many people go into the doctor and they're told you have vitiligo. There's really not much you can do about it. And that's just not true. Yeah. And so, you know, we've got to stop, you know, unfortunately, Big Pharma pays for 50% of the news outlets budget now when now there's commercials on TV for pharmaceuticals. And again, they're not evil, but the influence is big. So when you're watching your news and they're talking about using all kinds of medications that are good, they're not telling you the whole story, and they're not going to talk about alternative medicines when 50% of their budget comes from Big Pharma. So you've got to be discerning with what you're listening to and what you're doing and what you think is possible, because so much of this stuff is buried now that's possible out there. And I just want to scream through the rooftops that if you have a chronic disease, see a good functional medicine practitioner, because we can help you overcome just about anything. And I've seen just absolute miracles in my practice that things that people thought that they would have to have for the rest of their life. And it's just not true. So, Go check out the success stories on my website, see what we work with. We work with just about anything, and we can help you. And I hope you all get some help for your vitiligo. Come join our Facebook group called Vanishing Vitiligo as well for some free tips on vitiligo. Join our email list there as well. And there is a handout. If you go to vanishingvitiligo.com, you can download our free handout on some things you can do to clean up your house, get rid of the toxins around your house, and some foods you can eat and some foods to avoid with vitiligo. So you can get some really great tips there as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And we'll put all that in our show notes for everybody. And you guys can visit our book club for Peeling the Onion recommendations. We're going to put some recommendations for Jodi's program actually in the book club. So you guys will have that as a resource as well. And Jodi, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you both. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was so fun. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Peeling the Onion podcast. If we've inspired you to take the next step in your healing journey, please leave us a review on iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher.
You can also find us on Instagram and online at peelingtheonionpodcast.com. Music by Greg DiGiazu and podcast production by Nova Media. Until next time,
keep peeling the onion.